Our pregame coverage continues here from Purdue Stadium as the Shorebirds get set to take on the Augusta Green Jackets. I'm now joined by the voice of the Green Jackets and Nathan Strauss. And Nathan's glad to have you here. Little do the people know, you're the first visiting broadcaster to come to Purdue Stadium this year.
And it's not a coincidence that the first visiting broadcaster to come to Purdue Stadium also now currently sits in the chair that you occupied for all of last season. So it is a real small world in minor league baseball and sports broadcasting, but this is maybe as small as it'll get.
We focus on the team a little bit now, Nathan. This is one that's kind of been straddling the line of 500 baseball for most of the season. So I guess what would be your assessment of the Green Jackets so far this year?
Well, it's really interesting. It's really a tale of three parts. In April, when the season got underway, there was a real struggle offensively. The team went 7-13, and including a stretch of 10 games where they held teams to 2.5 runs per game but only scored 2.1 runs per game during that time. They managed to hold, I want to say in the first month of the year, they held their opponents under 3 runs or to 3 runs or fewer 12 times and only won 4 of those games. So that was a struggle. Coming out of April, the team 7-13. They then have the best month in team history, going 18-9 in May. They have hit the most homers in the league, but the pitching has dropped back off a bit here in the month of June, and it's shaping up to be a very tough month by the numbers. Coming into today, just 5-12 in the month of June, so already, you know, approaching having lost, you know, 150% of what we did the previous month. So some growing pains for sure, but hey, you know, there's always a time to turn it around, and with the second half of the season coming up, it's a clean slate.
Both these teams could certainly use a fresh start. They've struggled here in the month of June, but you talked about the up and down offense and pitching this year. They haven't really correlated at the same time, it seems like. But I want to start with the offense here. It seems like this is a typical boom or bust offense, the way they hit home runs. You've got two guys with double-digit homers this year. When you look at the way this offense has performed, you mentioned the streaky runs for them, but ultimately, what have you seen from this team?
Yeah, it's a little bit of, you know, three true outcomes a lot of the time, too, because this team hits so many home runs, and they do walk a good amount, but they also are second in the league, or now actually down to third in the league in strikeouts, thanks to Kannapolis and Columbia for that. But, you know, that doesn't always correlate to wins and losses. The problem is when the team is scoring 8, they have to be able to give up 7 or fewer. And there were a bunch of times last week where Augusta hit, you know, 6, 7, 8 runs, and the pitching sort of didn't hold up their end of the bargain. And at the beginning of the season, it was often the other way around. You know, the Green Jackets are first in the league in homers, but last in doubles. So singles, home runs, walks. There's not a whole lot of, you know, get them on, get them over. It's been a bit more power heavy, which is great as a broadcaster and maybe not as great when you need to win close games.
Speaking more of the offense here, the top performer for Augusta this year on the home run side and really altogether has been Ethan Werkener, a guy maybe for a little bit of an extent came out of nowhere as an undrafted guy in 2020. What do you know about Ethan and the way he's performed this year?
Yeah, well, I think the thing that stands out about him most is, you know, he is actually a five-tool player. And obviously those tools are, you know, working real well at this level right now. He elevates the ball a lot. He puts a lot of balls in play. He doesn't really strike out all that much. He can play, you know, center field and left field. He's really smart. So he's just the kind of person who will find great success as he continues to rise. And, you know, I talked to him yesterday, or 2 days ago rather, and asked what changed, because he's already hit 11 homers. That's more than he had in his entire career. And, you know, just maybe more time in the weight room. But other than that, like, he's a pretty quiet, reserved guy. And, you know, last week he drove in 12 runs over 6 games with 3 homers. It's come a little bit out of the blue, but he's really hit his groove. And it's been that way. I mean, he's been consistent with it the whole season.
Looking at the pitching side of things, one thing that really stands out about Augusta's roster this year is a lot of recent draft picks from the Braves were high-end selection as a pitcher, Owen Murphy being one of those, Spencer Schwellenbach, who will probably pitch at some point in this series. But the arms on this team and the lot of young potential that they have, what have you seen from the way they've performed?
Well, I think the conversation starts with J.R. Ritchie, who we're not going to see. Unfortunately, he started off the year, Owen Murphy pitches Friday, J.R. Ritchie pitches Saturday. Those two were taken 15 picks apart in last year's draft, and Ritchie was tremendous. I mean, the game that he ended up getting injured in, he had struck out, I want to say, 8 or 9 batters in the 4th inning before leaving with elbow tightness that turned into a season-ending surgery. So that was a real blow, not just to the Green Jackets, but also, you know, for him personally. And he was having some real good success. Owen Murphy has been the Friday night starter, you know, the whole year. And he's also been really good when he's been on. He's given up some contact. He's given up a lot of soft contact that's turned into base runners. And then, you know, he's struggled a little bit with, I think, the consistency side of things. But also, he's only 19. He doesn't turn 20 until the end of this, like, after the season ends. So it's been nice to see him get to work. When he is on, you know, he's really hard to hit. And then Spencer Schwellenbach has probably been the best on the balance of things in terms of his consistency. And he is a little bit older. You know, he missed all of last season and, you know, the summer after getting drafted with, you know, arm surgery. But now that he's back, I mean, he's throwing 94 to 98, wipeout slider, really good fastball. And he's someone who could very easily take the next step whenever the Braves deem it appropriate.
We're talking Green Jackets broadcaster Nathan Strauss. Nathan, one of the most interesting things about this series, the Shorebirds with the Orioles have the consensus number one farm system. Green Jackets with the Braves have been mostly regarded as last at the bottom. But I don't know if there's a team in Major League Baseball that's had more recent impact rookies than Atlanta has, with Spencer Strider, Michael Harris, who went up last year, and now Vaughn Grissom recently, who's in AAA at the moment. But all those guys made it to Atlanta. So despite maybe not having the overall talent, they have had some great top-end prospects come up.
Yeah, and I think the big difference there is, you know, with Baltimore right now, they have clearly been on a path for the last five, basically since the Chris Davis contract. They've basically been on a path of, we're going to draft and develop guys, and also sign some, but it's largely been drafting and developing. You know, they got their first overall pick and a player who could very well be the best catcher in baseball for the next decade in Adley Rutschman, and then they've supplemented that with excellent drafting and developing. You know, even their misses, quote-unquote, who aren't real misses, like Kjerstad, you know, the jury's still out on him. He's now recovered from myocarditis, and he could make an impact. You look at your AAA team, and it's, you know, you pick out any of the guys on that starting lineup day in and day out, and they would slot into the top 15 of many organizations in terms of rankings. But the nice thing about Atlanta and what Alex Anthopoulos has done is that the vast majority of this team, I want to say probably 7 or 8 of their everyday starters, are locked in for the next 5+ years at pretty respectable contracts on the balance of things. And so when guys are ready, it's more about how the Braves are able to use them to supplement the talent they have, the established talent they have. And look, you're going to get a Spencer Strider every now and again, but you're also going to get, you know, you're going to need an AJ Smith-Shawver to come up and eat some innings. And when he's eating innings but also winning games, I mean, that's the sign of, you know, the Braves know what they do well, and it's generally pitchers. And fortunately, given the construction of the roster right now, you're not going to need a whole lot of impact bats for the better part of the next 5 years. And that's the championship window, and it's fully open.
Braves are certainly in a good spot going forward. Currently one of the best teams of all baseball. Nathan, thank you so much for stopping by. Glad to have you here, and have a good one tonight.
Thank you very much. Just hope there's no scrapple in the press box.
Let's hope not. Nathan Strauss, broadcaster for the Augusta Green Jackets. We'll take a break and come back with lineups after this on the Shorebirds Baseball Network.